Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Nicola Everett.
Welcome to the Kent Online Podcast on Friday, August the 7th. First today, it's an issue that's affected Kent for many, many years. And today, we're told an inquiry is getting underway into the number of people crossing the Channel in small boats to get to Britain and claim asylum. A record number attempted the dangerous journey yesterday. 235 people were rescued after 17 boats were intercepted. The Home Office is thought to be reviewing the maritime assets needed to deal with the growing numbers. Mike Hawker lives in the village of Kingsdown near Dover.
They come ashore anywhere along this stretch of beach that obviously dump the boat and their life jackets, and then they walk into the village, try to dry their clothes out. Some of them just brazenly just walk through the village.
Chancellor Rishi Sunak has been speaking about it and says the government will hold talks with France next week.
We all want to see these crossings reduced, and, you know, pending the outcome of those conversations, we can decide on the best next steps to take. I very much sympathise with people's frustration about this. We all want to see the number of these crossings come down, and people should know that we remain committed to making sure that happens.
Natalie Elphick is the MP for Dover. She says French authorities need to do more to stop gangs of people traffickers.
The situation with the small boats crossings that we've seen this year is entirely unacceptable. We've now had thousands of people, record numbers, breaking into Britain through the small boats route. And we've got to bring an end to this small boats crisis. Well, we'll only bring an end to the small boats crisis when both traffickers and migrants alike know they won't succeed in breaking into Britain. And for me, that has three parts. Firstly, those boats have to be stopped before they leave the French shores. When they get in the French water, they must be immediately taken back to France. And anyone that breaks into Britain must be returned swiftly.
Meantime, a man's been arrested while filming suspected asylum seekers boarding a coach at Dover. Footage posted on Twitter shows a person calling himself Active Patriot using a phone to record the group queuing up in a car park. He was detained on suspicion of breaching the peace and trespassing.
Kent Online News.
Airport bosses are denying claims of secret flight paths in and out of Manston when it reopens for freight cargo in 2023. Campaigners are calling for more transparency and say around 30 locations in East Kent will be affected by the plans to have more flights coming in over Herne Bay than Ramsgate. A final decision on flight paths will be made by the Civil Aviation Authority. An investigation's underway after a dog walker was killed in a suspected hit and run in Tunbridge. The man in his 50s was on Pembrey Road last night near the Vauxhall Inn pub. A woman's been arrested after a man was taken to hospital with stab wounds in Sittingbourne. He's thought to have been attacked on Eurolink Way just before 6:30 this morning. The woman was detained about 2 hours later. A prison officer has admitted having a relationship with a convicted murderer at Swaleside Jail on the Isle of Sheppey. Kerri-Anne Stevens from Woodlands Road in Aylesford was working at the prison when she became involved with the inmate in September 2018. The 26-year-old has pleaded guilty to misconduct in a public office. She's due back in court in October. Now, on another scorching day in Kent, there's a warning about going into the sea at the county's beaches on giant unicorns and flamingos. Lifeguards say they're increasingly having to rescue people who've been swept away from the shore while on inflatables. And with the heatwave set to continue over the weekend, they're urging us to take extra care. Gabby Simmons is a water safety education manager at the RNLI.
When we talk about inflatables, of course we're talking about the rubber rings, but we're also talking about kayaks and stand-up paddle boards, the ones that are inflated. It's important to remember that they can also drift out to sea if you don't have full control over them and don't understand them. If you're drifting out to sea and someone sort of sees you in trouble, also perhaps they will come and try and help. And that's absolutely something that we don't recommend. We ask people to, if they see someone in trouble, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
And we've been out and about on the coast chatting to some of you today. Crystal and Ashley have been visiting Herne Bay for the day.
We're from, well, Caterham and Edenbridge Way, so sorry. This is the first time we've been here. Yesterday we went to Whitstable, stayed at a hotel last night and then came to Herne Bay today just to try a new place, basically.
Oh, lovely. So what are you making of, like, the weather and
love it.
Herne Bay?
I'm a lover, he's a hater.
As you can see, I burn easily.
Oh, I'm like that.
I absolutely love it. And the sea here is really nice. It's nice and clear and calm. And
yeah, we got here when did we get about 9:30?
Yeah, so
9:30, it was so clear. Just walking out, taking some photos, and just spending some time out there.
Mm.
And yeah, it's blooming hot, but so you love it. And
so is this your summer holiday? Yeah, is this a staycation?
Yeah, so we're doing lots of little staycations, yeah. So lots of mini breaks.
Would you have otherwise gone overseas?
No, I'm not really an overseas person. I think, yeah, tend to do stay-at-home vacations anyway, but yeah, definitely.
You used to live down by the coast, didn't you? Used to be based this way, so just used to being in the UK at the beach.
Jen Barrell is the manager of Scoops in the town, which is expected to have sold 1,000 ice creams by the end of the day.
It's been packed out, yeah. We've had a queue out the door most of the day. Everyone's come in to get cool drinks and ice cream to cool down. So, yeah, it's a beautiful day in the bay today.
Yeah, you recently opened here.
Yeah,
how's business been over the last six weeks?
It's been absolutely amazing. We've had a great reception from the local public. It's been fantastic. I've got a good social media presence, so people are commenting and giving us reviews, and we're getting repeat customers, which is the most important thing, because we obviously, they enjoyed it and they want to return. So yeah, it's been brilliant.
And lastly, like your customers, you said you've had a few hundred through the door. Whereabouts have they come from?
I'd say about a mixture. I'd say there's about half of them are tourists visiting Herne Bay for the day, and the other half's probably local people. Some come for their morning coffee, people come down for their ice cream, and then we get a large chunk of people coming between about 6 and 9 this evening, so they'll have their fish and chips or their dinner, and then they'll come and get their desserts from us.
Whereabouts many of them from, the tourists?
Oh gosh, mainly the UK. Quite a few from up north. I've been speaking to people from Leicestershire and Lincoln. We had some people from Scotland the other day. So yeah, a lot of people in the UK taking their holidays in the UK.
Temperatures are set to hit the 30s again tomorrow and Sunday. That means there's also a heatwave health alert in place. So we should check on family and neighbours and stay out of the sun during the hottest part of the day. Meantime, a weather warning for thunderstorms is set to come into force across Kent next week. The Met Office has issued a yellow alert for heavy rain for all of Monday and Tuesday. A family home has been destroyed in a fire near Westmorling. Crews were called just before 8 this morning to Victory Drive in Kings Hill. We're told no one's been injured. More roadworks are due to start on the M20 this weekend. A footbridge that you might remember was hit by a lorry carrying a digger back in 2016 is finally being replaced. It's on the stretch that's just been turned into a smart motorway between junctions 3 for Borough Green and 5 for Aylesford. Drivers will have to put up with narrow lanes and a 50 mph speed limit. Elsewhere, new plans to improve road safety could see 20 mph zones in large parts of North Canterbury. The County Council's proposing the new speed limit be introduced across 30 city streets. And finally today, two orphaned bear cubs who were found deserted in the Albanian mountains will arrive at a Kent Wildlife Park later this month. Wildwood Trust have managed to raise more than £37,000 to build them a new home near Canterbury. The charity needs another £200,000 to cover transport costs and create a permanent home for the bears at their site in Devon. That's it for today, but you can also now subscribe to the IM News app to access all KM Group newspapers. Just head to iliffmediasubs.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.